and working for popularity will inevitably make us pretentious, while working for posterity inevitably turns us authentic. And we can only unblock the self by addressing its very block, and in this way transcending it. And the higher is the mission we move on to accomplish, the higher can be the tone we can set. And we should right away immerse innocence in nature, with the hope that after it gets corrupted, it can rediscover its natural origins. And if we polarize, we have to polarize within poles, thus contributing to dissipate the general polarization. And only by keeping in a state of survival we can eradicate the conventions that are such a burden to our nature. And even in its most critical manifestation, any form of subsidized humanity is most mediocre. And a human who can't bear any scar is too feeble to leave any trace. And presence as such is only a commodity we have managed to silence until extinction. And why should we comply to keep ourselves clean from the outside when we can't keep ourselves clean from within? And the only sustainable way for humanity is a ritualistic contemplation of each individual existence. And the more we oppress, the more an unofficial culture will emerge to explode the governmental order. As places in our mind reflect the places we experience, there is an absolute necessity to desaturize and renaturalize our imminent surrounding. And rather than naturally contributing to the universal life, we industrially create social actors to consume it. And any style going beyond our essence is only needed for others to take pleasure on us. And whether in our sphere or beyond it, movement is always needed to know ourselves or the other. And by isolating classes, ages and races, it is the key to destroy any holistic human evolution. And to maintain independent, we have to watch for any form of imperialism in front of us and any form of feudalism on our backs. And any ignorant is a person who blindly believes in values dictated by others. Only by leaving and returning again we can see whether things have evolved or deteriorated. And the very technologies we think they should elevate ourselves further buries us down. And last, what hurts us the most is not a wand, but what people may think about it. And it is not the role we're given to undertake, but the intensity with which we undertake our own nature, which determines our specialty. And the secret for happiness is to directly undertake the care of our own nature without letting others do it for us. And our soul would be much lighter if we fill it with what we can give rather than what we can be given. a better place will always means worse people, as much as better people will always means worse place. And we struggle to defend the very values that without our knowledge were imposed on our ancestors. And in the age of electronic immediacy, we are constantly under attack and constantly ought to attack back. And we monetize on the drama of others who have in their turn monetized on the drama of others. And the beautiful response is most needed to stop the vicious circle of brutality. And we shouldn't relax that catastrophes are not occurring as they themselves relax before they unleash. And the very fact that our sensibility is not even taken in consideration is the key for it to mature. And when someone else is destroyed, is for the worst, but when is the creator himself to destroy his own creation, is for the better. And ultimately we may embrace dead conventions in the fear we may not be celebrated. And in order to survive, our creations ought to be delivered to power structures in their full potential in order to implode them. And what we consider social waste may be in fact a fertilizer for a new society. And seeking professional help is like seeking to be raped for money. And only when we are done with ourselves, we can start helping others. And rather than being the container or the content, the extraordinary effort is to act as both. Seconding the mechanics of nature, we keep sane. Seconding the mechanics of society, we turn fully insane. And once we have fully established the inner roots, the fruits can grow outward. And only once our will is fully determined, we can start facilitating that of others. And whether we use gloves to help people or to kill them, the fact is that we are always using gloves. And the order imposed onto nature is death, while order according to nature is life. And the more we face daily reality, the more natural our answer to the existential question will be. And so extreme is the situation that to live according to nature, one has to do exactly the contrary of what social conventions tell us to do. And only by engaging with our spiritual survival we can claim that we're truly working. And conformism is like cement put on top of a volcano. The more there is, the more dangerous it will become. And it is not by scientific separation, but by shamanic reunification that light can be brought back to life. And the comfort we deserve should only equal the comfort we need in our discovery of human nature. And an unconventional presence of peace is but the premise of a stormy war. The most primitive non-barbaric work is to take care, but in the new barbaric regime it is no longer. And the ultimate goal of the wise is to reach the inner heart, removing the outer face. And the poorer we look from the outside, the more time we have to get richer from within. And the more we give something for extinct, the more it's likely to return and proliferate to us more. And anything ancient, including ancient souls, are kept bubble. And as the fascist corporations still take over, we ought to assess them, but as partisans. And virtue is the result of fully exposing ourselves to reality exclusively via a spiritual scheme. And scientifically, we are only able to accurately grasp the body of things, but never their soul. And rather than providing more or less accurate information or no information, the alternative is to be allegoric.